Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Well,
Asshole Dave is here today, man.
I hope y'all are in the sexy mood because
you know, they don't call me David So in this state. I'm David Ho because I be getting the bitches.
Wow,
you feel
me? Okay, hold on a second. Let me put my specs on.
Oh, put all your sunglasses.
I had some in. Well, this is all I had in my backpack. These are just.
It's Steve Urkel.
I can see you now.
Okay. Well, I can't see you at all.
Now I was like, Hey. You need me to do your math homework?
Okay, all right. Hey, well, I'm going to tell you something, girl. I can't read a book, but I can read what you're feeling right now. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know, hey, how about we add you and me, subtract the clothes, divide your legs, and let's multiply, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, my lips are dry, so I keep licking them.
Is that how you used to approach women?
No, this is what I would do. I would see them from a distance, and then I would write poetry about them. And then 6 years later, I would say, remember that time I had a crush on you? And they'd be like, I never knew. I was like, I know, because I would always look at you from a distance.
And then she would open her legs for you.
Yes.
And then you would take out your penis.
Yes, and then I would face her, and I'd be shy, so I would turn this way, and I would masturbate to her.
Yeah. And then when you... And then when you guys had like sexual intercourse, you would turn around so your butt was towards her, but you would point your penis through your legs like that.
So I would, and so when I would turn around, it looked like I had a vagina.
Little mangina.
I would tuck it between my legs.
Have you ever heard of the Amazon sex position?
No.
It's where the girl has your legs spread open.
And she's fucking you.
Yeah. It's a trip, dog. If you look up like Amazon sex position, it's crazy.
How would she? The angle would be very weird, right?
I mean, I imagine it would work. I've never participated in that, but I think they just gotta, you know.
on the third kid, that's how you're going to have it.
Yeah. And the kid comes out. Daddy! I come from the Amazon position. I'm like, wow, my third girl is a beast.
So angry. She just ripped out of the vagina. I don't need to wait.
She C-sections herself, has a whole knife.
Sorry, Mom. Oh, disgusting, as we just talked about a C-section in the House of Dragons. House of the Dragons?
House of the Dragon.
Oh.
I was a C-section baby, actually.
So was I.
Oh, wow. That's we're why both... we have such round heads.
That's because our heads are so fucking big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can't see. I'm sorry. Oh, now it's too bright. Okay, I'm putting it back on.
Would you like some... Wow, sexy David So. Salt David So right here.
Salt. Oh, yeah. That guy is fucking hilarious to me.
Oh, cracks me up. I can't believe he's Singaporean? Where's he from?
Philippines.
Ah, the Philippines.
Yeah, he's a little Pacquiao, baby.
Oh. Would you like some liquor?
I would love some liquor.
All right, let me tell you something about this very interesting liqueur I brought today. This shit right here, you ever seen this?
Did you get this liquor because of the shape of the bottle?
Actually, I did not get this because of the bottle, because of the very sexy BBW bottle. I did not. It's called Damiana. It's imported. And I had this randomly at my homegirl Bree's wedding years ago. I was parking lot sipping with the homegirl Norma, and Norma was like, check this out.
These names sound so made up right now, dude.
Bree and Norma are fucking regular ass names. What are you talking about?
Norma?
Norma's a name.
I've never met a Norma in my life. I've heard of the name. But I've never met a fucking Norma, dude.
Side tangent. You want to hear some shit?
Okay.
You ever meet a sexy ass girl with an old woman name?
No.
We went to high school, bro. Me and Rick went to high school with this girl. Beautiful. Like, she was either mixed or just light skinned. Sexy ass black girl. Her name was Agnes.
Oh, no. Named after a grandma or something.
And everyone would rose up like, oh, Agnes, how are you so fine with this old ass name?
Where you going with that ass, Gertrude?
Hey, yo. I'm saying, though, you trying to do something, Bernice?
Bernice.
So she had me try this liquor. We were sipping in the parking lot, and I was like, oh, this is really interesting. I like it. And I literally haven't had it since that wedding. This was years ago, but I took a picture of the bottle, and I stored it on my computer because I was like, I'm going to buy this shit again one day. And I was like, oh, I was clearing out my files on my shit, and I saw the picture. I was like, I got to buy it. I don't remember how it tastes, though.
What type of liquor is it? Whiskey? Scotch?
No, it's kind of herby. Almost medicinal.
Like a Jaeger?
Jaegerish, but not as Jaeger.
not as licorice.
Yeah, not as licorice-y.
Merry Christmas.
Here, sip on a... Whew, yeah, it's like medicine.
Okay, you're not selling me on this at all.
But I remember liking it.
Oh, it actually... Interesting, like bubblegum almost.
Cheers.
Oh.
Are we sipping or shooting?
I'm sipping because I want to taste.
Okay, go.
It's sweet. It's herby.
It is sweet and herby.
It's very sugary.
Damiana.
That is sugary as fuck.
Let's see. Ingredients. Oh, no ingredients. Just a government warning.
It tastes like a Chinese medicine shop mixed with a little sugar.
Yes, that's what it smells like, right?
Orange peel.
Yes, definitely zest. A little zesty situation.
Yeah, a little citrus orange peel.
Maybe even a star anise.
Maybe a little star anise.
Star anise. Yeah.
It's like a mixer. Like you would mix this with something. This on ice would be decent.
Yeah. I was just thinking that. Chill this thing.
Interesting. It's so sugary. Bubblegum, citrus, star anise, licorice.
Yeah. But not as licorice-y as some Jaeger.
Yeah, Jaeger's something else.
Jaeger is straight black licorice.
Oh, it's very Asian.
Not bad, huh?
I don't mind this. What is this? What's it called?
Damiana.
Damiana.
Let's Google it.
Oh, sounds like a fine-ass, like, Dominican girl.
Well, here she is, dog. Thick.
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 Ooh.
Damiana.
Has an aftertaste.
It's kind of like, it has an aftertaste like medicine. Like some NyQuil. But not in a bad way. Damiana herb liquor. Damiana liquor is a light herbal-based liquor from Mexico. It's made with the Damiana herb that grows in Baja, California.
Oh.
Mexico. It has great mixability and tastes great as a shooter. The bottle is uniquely shaped and is modeled after an Incan goddess. Well.
That makes sense.
Well, how about that?
Oh. Oh, yes.
I'm not mad.
Question for you.
What's up?
Now that you have a baby, a pregnant wife, and you guys been together for so long, what'd you guys do for Valentine's Day a few weeks ago?
Let me tell you, bro. Let me tell you. Because, yes, we've been together for so long. We have a little hyper two-year-old. She is extremely pregnant. So, you know, we didn't do shit.
Oh, was it nice?
It was fine.
It's okay. Do it. Okay. I feel... I don't know, man. Maybe it's because of like the job that we have. We do get to spend a lot more time with our significant other than most people do.
True.
That when for example, when I was thinking about Valentine's Day, we didn't want to go out or anything. It was cold as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's super packed on Valentine's Day anyways. And then she was like, I was like, what should I make her? But I'm like, wait. The stuff that people are making for their significant other, stuff I make her every week.
Mm.
So I'm like, wait, what do we do? She goes, yeah, like you kind of already do make me. Like
you make dinner all the time?
I make dinner all the time. Yeah. Like the other day, like I did a shrimp scampi pasta for her. The next day we did like a Wagyu hanger steak.
Oh.
So I'm like, am I going to recreate these dishes that I already do in the first place?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, let's just do something fun. I just did like tonkatsu.
Mm.
Very simple dish, but it's nice. You get to that point in your relationship where it's like, oh, I just like being around you.
Yeah, and you know, and look, to be fair, I do want to make sure and keep the romance alive and shit, you know? Even though I feel like Chia would be perfectly okay with like, hey, we're just hanging out. It's whatever, right? In my head, if we weren't so like just busy with the babies and shit right now, I would have liked to done a little something special.
I feel like for you though, you do things special, but it's not on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's like in general, that's what we do. Hey, you want to go out? Let's go get you a nice dinner. Let's go dress up a little bit.
I try to, yeah.
And it's just not on Valentine's though.
I know.
So when Valentine's Day comes around, I'm like, this is not anything different than what I'm going to do probably like 2 weeks from now.
Well, thank God we have mature women that aren't hung up on the like social media and just the hype around company invented holidays. You know what I'm saying? Because Chia really just doesn't care that we didn't do anything. So we actually went to the doctor that day just to get a little ultrasound check, make sure your heart beating is good, make sure baby is at the size that it should be. And so Chia was like, and we stopped off at Whole Foods. She's like, can you stop in and get a little blah, blah, like some milk or some shit we need? I was like, sure. Went into Whole Foods. And of course, there's people at Whole Foods clipping fresh roses right there for this Valentine's Day, right? I just grabbed her a little bouquet of roses. She was like, oh, thanks, babe. You know, and that's it.
It's very, very sweet, man.
That's all we needed, man.
That's all we fucking need. And for everybody out there that feels terrible that you didn't have a Valentine, don't fucking worry about it, all
right? Yeah, you just ugly.
Yeah, nobody loves you.
No, nothing's going to change that. Yeah. Valentine's Day or not. So
you weren't desirable the day before Valentine's. Yeah. You weren't desirable the day after.
Why be extra sad about it? It's just another day of being ugly.
That's not what I meant. That's terrible.
No. You know I don't mean that.
Yeah, he does. You little piece of shit. You're a piece of shit.
No, because I'm a firm believer in one person's ugly is another person's, this is beautiful, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's different, to each their own.
Yeah, I know, but especially this guy, I know.
What you trying to say?
I'm saying that sometimes this guy would be like, hey, what do you think about that? I'm like, I don't think anything about that. And I said, remember, I'm David So, I'm not Rick.
Hey man, look. You know what's funny is Rick sent me a TikTok the other day of just people in like, leather dog masks, mm-hmm. and some guy, like this guy was interviewing them and just kind of fucking with them a little bit. And the guy, the interviewer was like, wolf, can I get a wolf? And the guy in the dog mask like said, woof. And his master was like, hey, no, I didn't tell you to woof. You know, like, oh, okay, no, don't woof. Like, and the dog mask guy was kind of like, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then me and Rick laughed at it and I was like, man, we need some weird fetishes. And then he sent me, he was like, well, look at the shit we normally like. I'm like, we do have some weird fetishes. Yeah. We already have weird fetishes. Okay, you're right.
Your normal shit is not normal, dude.
to somebody who's lame and boring.
Or just normal.
Or what do they call? Milk toast. Maybe you just got a milk toast ass taste.
Milk toast is delicious.
I love milk toast.
Somebody got a milk. It's fantastic. It's very delicious.
I was going to tell you the story the other day where, so Veda, you know, she had this little toys, like this little plastic spider that she was really obsessed with. You know, this is when she was like really loving Itsy Bitsy Spider, all that shit. So she had a little plastic spider that she just liked to carry around. And one day, bro, I had to change her diaper, right? She had a little pee diaper. So I fucking opened up her diaper and the spider was in there. I jumped. I was like, oh shit. Oh God. It's the toy.
What the fuck was it doing in her diaper?
I don't know, man. She probably just shoved it down there to like hide it. Pockets or something, yeah, you know?
I was like, I gotta save this for later.
I was like, oh my God, a little spider in her hoo-ha.
In her hoo-ha. Oh, little Veda, dude. She's so big now. Everybody's kids are getting gigantic. Yeah. They're talking. They have personalities. They're saying yes and no. Mm-hmm. Oh, all I know is that I'm going to be a terrible father, guys.
I don't think that's true.
I think I will never say no to my kids. Ah. And I'm very much scared of that. And I actually found that out because of Veda. I'm like, I can't even say no to her.
Well, I thought I could never say no to her until, let me show you this video. And this is a situation where I had to do something that I knew was going to make her cry because it was an issue. Okay, oh, look at no. This.
Why did you do that?
Veda, no coloring in your mouth, okay?
What did she do?
She took her little Crayola marker and was just munching on it, dog, without the cap on. So we fucking look away for 5 seconds and her lips and tongue and teeth are blue.
Like, those things are non-toxic.
Yeah, exactly. We're like, Veda, no, no. But she had it in her hand. I tried to take it and she went, and like started crying because I had to snatch it out of her hand because she kept trying to put it in her mouth.
That's where you have to say no. Yeah. See, I can say no in those situations. I want that toy. No. But why? You're right. Daddy has money.
Yeah, it's definitely a struggle, man. You know, it's something I think about all the time. But I think when push comes to shove, I will be able to put my foot down.
You want to hear this fucking funny thing. So like Mariel years ago. So Valentine's Day is very interesting, right? So my mom doesn't believe in things that aren't useful, right? And I think like it's in Korean, I don't know if it's translated as like just greed, but it's called nangbi, right?
So, oh, nangbi, yeah.
Yeah, of course. So years ago, this is when I got a job and stuff outside of working for my parents. I was like, you know what? I want to get her something, my mom something from stuff that's not from the business because technically I'm just using their money, right? Even though I'm working there.
Oh, exactly, yes.
So I get her this beautiful bouquet of flowers, right? Mm-hmm. And I give it to her for Valentine's Day. And she looks at me. She goes, what is this stupid shit in Korean? And I'm like, excuse me? She goes, why would you buy me flowers? I'm like, it's Valentine's Day. I'm buying you flowers. And she goes, these are going to die. And they're already dead. So next time, just give me money. And she's pissed at me.
Oh, wow.
And that made a fat argument. I was like, you don't. That's not how you receive gifts. You don't get a gift and then look them in the eye and say, fuck you. Right? I was like, what's wrong with you? So years before that, I found out that my dad early on got her flowers when they were dating.
Okay.
And she said the same shit to my dad.
Really?
So she doesn't like flowers.
Interesting.
Right? Only until recently, I was talking to her on the phone because Valentine's Day just passed. Yeah. And she got flowers. She goes, I love flowers. I was like, hold on a second, you stupid bitch.
Yeah.
Years ago, you traumatized me.
Yeah.
Because I got you flowers and I got in trouble.
Yeah.
Because I wasted money. And she goes, when you get older, things change. And it reminds me of Mariel, where I realized like I kind of basically married somebody similar to my mom.
Uh-huh.
Because
Oedipus complex, yeah.
Yep. Oh God. Don't say that. And so I get Mariel, I don't get her flowers, right? And she said something very specific to me. She goes, I don't understand why people get flowers when they're going to die. Remind me of what my mom said. I was like, cool, I won't get you flowers. So our second year of being together, right? Valentine's Day comes around. Do a whole meal, everything else. And then she looks around. And then towards the end of the night, she looks at me and she goes, it would have been nice if I received flowers today.
Oh my God.
And I said, excuse me?
Yeah.
And PTSD from my mom, I started getting heated.
Yeah.
I'm like, you fucking told me you hate flowers.
Right.
You thought they were stupid. You don't know why people get them. And guess what happened? Mm. She goes, well, I was at work today and everybody around me got flowers and I didn't.
Uh-huh.
And we've been together for a whole year. It would have been nice. fuck. That was like probably one of our first bigger arguments.
Wow.
Because I was so pissed ever since then. Flowers now.
And does she take care of them?
We dry them out. Mm. And then we have them all over the place.
You make a little potpourri.
Yeah. So I definitely give her flowers when I fuck up really bad.
I did that until it just, I had done it too many times.
Okay. They don't mean anything.
It's like, okay, can you just stop doing dumb shit?
Our house was like a botanical garden. Just flowers everywhere.
Just, I have an automatic subscription just in case.
Every time I leave a dookie in the toilet, you get flowers. God. Your house would be filled.
I just got to get this Ritalin already, man. You know?
You still haven't gotten it yet?
No.
Why?
I haven't got the heart.
Because of your ADHD?
I just haven't got around to it, man.
That's it. This is the worst part about ADHD. It's like, okay, I have the cure to ADHD. Cool. What do you have to do? You just have to remember to go get it. All right. 10 years later. Hey, man, if I just get this medication.
10 years later. All right, man, so this movie I'm trying to write for us. It's about a couple college kids. Tim, we're 50. Okay. We'll work around that. Don't worry.
All right, so this is the premise, right? You just graduated high school.
Okay. We're two 50-year-olds that went back to high school. And it's just the hilarity will ensue. Oh, yeah, you know?
It's called 28 Jump Street.
Oh yeah, it's been done, which was a great movie.
Did you watch the Jonah Hill movie with Eddie Murphy?
You people, yeah. I talked about it on No Chaser. Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did like it. A lot of people did not like it, and I hear what they're saying, but it you know. There were things, of course, that I didn't like. I hated the ending. I thought the ending was way too, like, just rushed and fucking, like...
Everything was rushed on the movie.
Yeah, they were doing a lot, but a lot of people thought it wasn't funny. I thought it was super funny. The dialogue, like, made me laugh out loud, like, multiple times.
They had... You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of a refreshed version of Meet the Fockers.
Okay.
That's essentially what the movie was. It was the same layout as Meet the Fockers, yeah. Right?
But less fun.
Yeah, it was a little less fun, but they did have good moments, right? I just think that it was weird watching people who I know are really good actors look like bad actors.
Okay, so I liked Eddie Murphy in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then I felt it got very one note, as they say. And he was
Robert De Niro in Meet the Fockers.
But less fun.
Yes. A lot less fun.
And then all of a sudden at the end where he's like fucking super friendly and like not wearing a black shirt anymore. I just thought the end kind of was going, ah. Did you hear about the CGI kiss?
There was a CGI kiss?
Oh, dude, it went viral. So at the end when they kiss during the wedding, and you'll never notice it if you're just kind of casually watching, Andrew Schultz was on a podcast, and he's like, you know, I probably shouldn't say this, but when they kissed at the end, they didn't actually kiss. They got really close, and then they cut. And he's like, I thought they were going to cut to something, but if you watch the actual movie, their mouths kind of CGI together, and there's like a very strategic piece of confetti that kind of falls in front of their lips, and it's a fake kiss. And people were like, what the fuck? Why?
Why?
Yeah, ever since that Schultz interview, it's been going kind of viral, and everyone's kind of like, why the fuck? Why didn't they kiss? You know, people are theorizing a lot of shit. Rick said, either Rick or Nikki Blaze was like, no, probably Rick was like, maybe she hasn't kissed anybody since Nipsey and she just wasn't comfortable. Who knows? Mm. Maybe Jonah Hill wasn't comfortable. Maybe he had a fucking herp on his lip or something that he didn't want to spread. Who knows? But you watch now and you're like, oh shit, that is a CGI kiss.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what the fuck? I gotta go watch that again.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize that.
Yeah, no.
You know what's interesting? One of the biggest critiques that they had of the film was like, it was just unbelievable that these two would be together, which I thought was a really weird critique.
I completely agree.
Because you can't, how can you judge what people, have you seen couples in this city, in LA?
I think that's the thing too, bro. A lot of critiques came from people that aren't from LA because for me, one thing I also liked about the movie, it felt very LA.
Oh, it was very LA.
Like all yeah. aspects of LA, right? And I see couples all the time where you would never think they would be together, but they're together and they work. You know what I'm saying? That's why even if like, let's say physically they didn't look like they should be together, for me, I wasn't tripping because I see that all the time, you know? I think other people who may not be around Jonah Hill's type of white guy who just couldn't believe that he would be with Lauren London, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, I didn't think that was a problem in the movie at all, man. And I just think that it was just, yeah, it was weird. Like, maybe some of the writing was a little odd. It just seemed really stiff for, like, the cast was crazy, by the way.
Yeah.
Nia Long was in there, too. Mm-hmm. One of my very first loves. Mm-hmm. Nia, we met, and I'm sorry.
The one you met, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I just want to apologize again. If we meet each other next time, we'll kiss. But Nia Long was in it. Looked fantastic, by the way. Eddie Murphy looked great, too.
He looks great. My favorite part, wait, what were you about to say?
Oh, no, go ahead.
My favorite part was fucking David Duchovny bringing up Exhibit throughout the movie. That shit cracked me up.
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty funny.
Him singing John Legend cracked me up.
I thought the part that would have been really great in the movie, I think it was funny. It just, I felt like it could have got a bigger laugh. It was executed a little better. Was the argument at the dinner table about who had it worse, like Jews or black people?
It just got serious real fast.
Yeah, you know, I thought that would have been such a fun, great moment, but something was missing about it. But I was like, damn, this is such a good... That's a funny conversation.
I liked it when it was having fun. You know what I'm saying? The serious parts, you know, I think it was tense and uncomfortable because it was supposed to be, but I don't know if it necessarily worked the way they wanted it to.
Yeah.
Like, I get what they were doing. But overall, you know, I liked it, man. I feel like I'm kind of in the minority with that, but...
You're pretty forgiving on movies, though.
I am. I'm super forgiving on movies. There's probably only like a handful of movies where I'm like, this shit sucked. Just because I feel like I really sympathize with what goes into a movie. Mm-mm. And you know, like it's taking me years to even start beginning to write one. So it's like when a movie's actually done, I'm like, hey, good job, guys, right off the bat. And I've been in some shitty movies, too. on that note, I'm going to take a break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks. Let me ask you this.
What? What, David? So
going back to Valentine's Day.
What do you want?
I wonder if you've ever felt this. Did you ever get anxiety on Valentine's Day? that you would never receive a Valentine's Day card that everybody else would?
Like in school?
In school.
I don't know if that thought ever went through my mind because... No, because I'll tell you why. Because I was proactive with it. I was the one asking someone to be my Valentine. Oh. I was never like waiting for a Valentine card, you know?
But I always felt bad because, listen, I've always received at least one Valentine's card, right? Mm-hmm. At least one. But do you remember some of those kids who would never get any? And it was so bad. I remember as a kid feeling empathy for the kids who didn't get Valentine's Day card. And I remember the year after that, because I think a few kids, a couple kids cried. Mm. They felt really bad. You know, it's like some of the not so popular girls and boys that they just never received any type of candy.
That's why schools used to have those rules where you have to bring one for everybody in class.
And I remember the following year after, it was from second to third grade. Third grade, mm-hmm. They made it a thing in school that if you gave Valentine's to one person, mm-hmm. you had to give it to everybody.
Yeah.
And I, as an adult, I understand now, right? It's like, dude, could you imagine being a little kid and everybody gets one but you?
Yeah, Kevin Kawakami for sure probably didn't get one 1 year.
Why you gotta say it?
Kevin Kawakami,
first and last name.
I don't know how he is now, but when we were younger, he had a very tiny, sweaty nose.
This is not a real human being. What do you mean he has a tiny, sweaty nose?
He had a very tiny, sweaty nose, and he wore glasses, and his nose was very small. And I remember one day, Gina Robinson, we were in a group project together. I forget what grade we're in, but Gina's sitting across from Kevin, and she looks at him, and she goes, "How do your glasses stay on?" And I remember this. We were like in fifth grade or fourth grade.
So matter of fact.
How do your glasses stay on?
And everybody was like, oh my God.
I think I just kind of buried my laughter in my shirt. But like, yeah, it was a small, sweaty nose.
And he didn't get his Valentine's Day card?
I was going through my classmates in my head and thinking of who probably didn't get one. And I feel like Kevin probably didn't get one 1 year maybe.
Oh my God, dude. I remember a time in elementary school where I realized bullying was not very cool. I used to get bullied a lot, right? Yeah. But after a while, you start fighting back. People stop bullying you just because it's annoying to bully the kid that always fights back, right? Like you're going to bully somebody who's a lot easier, which was the general logic that my dad gave to me. But I remember this one kid, he was getting bullied a lot, right? And I got tired. I just got done with being bullied. So people stopped bullying me. So they went on to this other kid. I forgot his name now, but he had like these round glasses. He had a bowl cut and he just, you know, his parents used to dress him up. And we were like, what? And if I was still in that elementary school, I had to be in third grade. So I was third or second grade. Mm. And I remember this kid in school put a kick me sign on his back.
Aww.
And these kids stomped the shit out of him. Dude.
Aww.
They kicked the living shit out of him on the floor. And guess what I did? I kicked him too.
What?
Because, you know, you kind of get that group mentality.
Mob mentality.
And I remember I kicked him once and I felt fucking terrible.
Asshole.
And so the next day, I apologized to him. Mm. I was like, I'm sorry, I kicked you, blah, blah, blah. And the kid started crying. And then, because, you know, he felt so bad, but he was also one of those kids that didn't get a Valentine's. And I befriended him after that. But then he moved schools because he was getting bullied too much.
Wow, David, yeah. So...
But I befriended him. I was like his only friend. And then he got bullied. And then I got kicked out of that school for stabbing somebody.
Huh.
So, yeah. Because he left. So guess who got bullied again?
Yeah.
He was my last savior. I was like, don't leave.
Damn, look at you.
Because you're so mean.
Yeah, I used to bully this girl named Michelle Reed. It was a group of us. We would bully her just because she was annoying back then. You know, it wasn't because of her physical attributes or anything. We just didn't like her. And we were young though. This was like third grade, you know.
Kids are mean, dude.
Kids are mean. And I look back on it now, I didn't think I was bullying this person. I just thought, man, this girl's annoying. Yeah, let's fuck with her, you know?
Mm-mm-mm.
But looking back on it now, yeah, she probably felt bullied, huh?
Her memory of you is very different than your memory of her.
Not gonna lie, man. One of my dad's friend's daughters, she was probably in like fifth or sixth grade when I was in eighth grade. And, or like we were even younger probably. We used to take golf lessons together. And same shit. Like, I used to remember, like, yeah, we were friends because our parents were friends, but I used to just, like, fuck with her. I used to scare her. I used to, like, do shit like that, right? But I thought we're just fucking around. One day, she DM'd me on Instagram. She's like, hey, how are you? Good to see you. Good to see you doing your thing. She's like, even though you used to bully me back then, I was like, what? I was like, I never bullied you. We're just fucking around. She's like, yeah, okay, well, I thought you were bullying me. I was like, well, shit, my bad.
I was like, I had a crush on you. I'm sorry. There was one kid who got bullied, and his name was Rum Deep Sidhu, right? He used to dress like Pee Wee Herman.
Oh.
Because his mom, like, straight up, he had a bow tie every day to school.
Wow.
He wore a suit, which, you know, his parents were really helping him out at that point. Yeah, mm-hmm. So he got bullied a lot. And he was actually my best friend in elementary school.
Really?
Yeah, and I found out that he was actually he was a special kid.
Yes, you've told me about
yes,
this.
Yes, and I didn't know.
Well, he has love for you.
He does.
And I'm sure his feelings run deep. Cause what's to do about it?
All right.
And you guys would listen to Rum Deep MC together, you know?
Our feelings run deep. That's really good, dude.
The Sour Patch shit with the sweet shit is not bad.
It's a lot better.
I did a 75-25 situation.
A little sour with a little sweet, huh?
I probably would never drink this again by itself. It's way too sweet.
It's way too sweet. Your taste buds were trash back in the day.
Yeah.
And you know, just found out.
As a kid, you know, I mean, and I wasn't even that young, but, you know, when you're younger, you really do just kind of have sweet, you prefer the sweet shit, you mm-hmm. know? And then you get older, you think it's just an old people thing. They're like, this is too sweet. I used to trip out when my mom would be like, it's too sweet. Like, what do you mean?
I very much, and if you're younger and you're listening to this podcast, I'm talking about if you like, happen to be in your teens and you look at older people like us in our you know, mid-30s and you're like, oh man, I don't want to be that old. Trust me, we don't want to be you. Like, I could, if I had a time machine that I could go back into high school, I would not go in that time machine. I don't want it. I like the adult version of me.
Yeah.
The young version of me was fucking chaotic, dude. Mm-hmm. Didn't know what the fuck I wanted. Mm-hmm. Emotionally, just all over the place. As an adult, you figure that stuff out. You figure out what's important. And you cut all the bullshit out. It feels fucking good.
I love adulthood. It's great. I love getting older. You know, being in mid-20s feels amazing. So it's like, it's great to, you know, be in my mid-20s and have this going on right now. I had a great time in high school though, you know. High school was a fun time for me.
He's like, I would, listen, if I had that time machine, I'd go back immediately.
Oh yeah, really? Oh, you know why I would go back to high school?
Why? So you could relive your glory days.
Well, not only that, my 4 touchdowns in one game, my to pick up all the fails in high school where I just fucked up with women because I was such an inexperienced little virgin boy, you know? Because there were some baddies that were down back then that I just totally fumbled the bag with, you know?
Yeah, I mean, obviously mistakes is the stuff that I wish I could redo, right? Not even wish, because I feel like because of those mistakes, it was like a learning thing,
yeah.
And then I got better from it. Right. So if I didn't make those, I couldn't do what I do now. But man, there was some fucking weird, like, I wish one of the things, is a characteristic I hated about myself when I was younger was like, always thinking that because I'm a nice guy that, you know, like these girls will like me, right? Mm. It was such a loser. I mean, I cut that shit out really quick. That's when I see other people do it, it bothers me a lot.
Oh, being nice just to get girls to like you?
Yeah, and right. Then you get mad at the girl for not liking you because why? Because you were nice? Right. Doesn't mean you had game. Doesn't mean they like you back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I see a lot of that. And just recently too, where, so this is how I know I'm being honest about this because there's these two girls that I really just don't fucking like very much, right? Mm-hmm. They're not bad people, but they're fucking annoying as shit. They're annoying as fuck, right?
Yeah, Gina and Gio, yeah.
Okay, no.
That was a joke.
But they're so fucking annoying and they're sisters. Mm. And they always come in a pack, right? And they're just fucking annoying. Everybody gets annoyed at them. Well, there was a guy that likes these two sisters.
Okay.
Right? He first liked the other sister. Didn't really go well because she wasn't feeling him, right? And by the way, those two, I don't think they've ever dated anybody in their life. They're like, they're just been alone forever because they're so weird.
The sisters.
But they're very pretty.
Okay.
So.
Asian?
Asian.
I just want to get a visual here. Okay,
Asian.
Go ahead.
Two Asian girls. Very, very cute. Very pretty. Guy likes one of them. Gets rejected, right? Feels a certain way about it. He's all sad and depressed about it. Was in love with her. But still wanting to be friends, right? They ended up being friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. He starts hanging out with the other sister because the other sister feels a little weird. She's like, oh, you guys can still hang out. You guys are still friends. But I just need some time. They hang out together. He starts catching feelings for this other sister. Mm-hmm. Of course, because he's like I'm the nice guy. Oh, maybe we can get together type of thing, right?
Right, right.
And so he hangs out with a mutual friend of ours recently. And he starts venting to the mutual friend, saying that, hey, oh, fuck these two sisters, blah, blah, blah. Like, they're not even good people or whatever. I was like, wait, hold on a second. And I got a little pissed.
Yeah.
I was like, number one, I don't like this scenario. And he's like, well, what do you mean? I was like, this is the scenario. You don't dislike them as people. You're upset because you didn't get pussy.
Mm-hmm.
That's two different things. I was like, I'm being honest. I fucking hate those two. I think they're fucking obnoxious. But you hung out with them for X amount of years trying to get in their pants. And because they say no, now they're terrible people.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're fucking trash, dog. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, you know, for example, we're supposed to be friends, but they don't ever open up to me. I was like, you never wanted to be their friend.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro?
Yeah, like why? It's so dumb to be mad at somebody for not opening up to you. Like, someone's gonna open up to you if they feel comfortable opening up to you, dog. Like, why do you have expectations on that? Like, that's fucking silly.
It's weird, dude. But I do see that, and I'm pretty sure people who are listening to this, you probably know a couple of guys like this where I think they get rejected so much. Instead of saying like, yo, maybe I should, you know, learn how to spit game a little bit, you know what I mean? Or stop being so awkward. They go, these women don't know what they want. I'm like, no, I think they do know what
they
want.
It's not you.
Exactly.
This is, I know this term gets thrown around a lot, but this is very incel behavior. Mm-mm-mm. You know, how you get mad at someone because you're lame. Like, that's pretty fucking pathetic.
Yeah. Like, what does that feel like for you to always just blame other people for things like that, right? Because I'll be honest with you, man. Like I said, I know what that feels like because that was me when I was like 14 and 15 and 16.
Yeah.
It lasted a little longer than it did for you, okay? I understand. But when I hit like 17 and 18, right, I started to realize, listen, dude, you're very awkward. You know what I mean? You keep trying to be their friend first because you're trying to get their walls down so maybe you could sneak. How about you just walk up to the girl and be like, look, I'm feeling you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to see what happens. And then you can get rejected. You take it, yes or no.
How would Sunglasses David say, I'm feeling you?
I would do it like this. I'd be like, hey, what's up, mama? Where you going with that thing? How you going to wag that thing around me like that? Like you a happy little puppy dog to see this dick. What's up with you, huh? Hey, here's that pepper spray. Don't spray it in my eyes. Can't do it because I got sunglasses, bitch. Oh, yeah, that's right. Why don't you just jack off to my after image? You feel me?
Disgusting,
dude. I bet you that would work if I was hot, though.
Hey, I mean, when you're hot, you don't have to really... Everything works when you're hot to an extent. That's why I tell women all the time, tall guys are lame. Okay. I've preached this for years. Tall dudes are lame.
I'll tell you this. If I was 3 inches shorter, I wouldn't be married right now. 100%.
You think so?
I think I would have a lot of trouble. I think the height hides a lot of things. People, when I was
bigger. Exactly my point.
Yeah. When I was bigger, they're like, oh, you're not that. I was like, listen, I'm huge. All right. It's just I'm 6'1".
Yeah.
So it hides a lot. If I was this type of stature, but I was 5'3", you would think a lot differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my whole thing was that, like, I always used to say, you know, and I still say it. And, you know, of course, it's kind of fucking around, but also kind of facts where a tall dude will walk into a room and they get attention immediately because they're tall. Women automatically, maybe even genetically, are drawn to a taller man.
Protection.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's evolution, right? They're like, tall, yes, yes.
That's for me.
So short dudes have to work to bring the attention back down. So normally, funnier, ooh, smell better.
Yes.
Better dressed.
Bonjour.
We brush our tongues.
Oh, yes.
More charming.
Because
we got to bring it back down here to get the attention because or else the girl's eyes are just immediately on that like 6'2 gentleman that just walked in, even though dressed funny because he can't find clothes that fit. Tongue not brushed. Dick schmegma filled. Stinks. But the girl's like, I'm going to put up with the schmegma because this motherfucker's tall. And then they realize that shit only lasts for so long where they're like, oh, I can't talk to this fool because he's boring and I can't deal with the schmegma anymore. Let me go to the short king.
It's true, though. Like, the guy version of being, like, a tall, better-looking guy is, like, the version of the hot girl, right?
Who grew up hot her whole life.
Yeah. They don't really have much to talk about. They're not really that interesting. And that's not for every hot girl, right? I'm not saying that.
But we've all met a girl who is, like, so hot. And I'll say this, too. Guys, too. But primarily a girl who's, like, so hot. She's received everything she's ever wanted in her entire life just because she's hot. So she doesn't have to have a personality. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And almost, it kind of reminds me of the celebrity kid who grew up with everything that tries to relate to everybody. But you can't, you know what I mean? Because right. You grew up with everything. So now for them, they've never had to earn anything. Mm-hmm. So they're so detached from like the regular world. They don't know how to be quote unquote normal, right? That they have to try to be so different now.
Yeah.
Because they're not that different anymore.
Right.
So like with them, that's like, for example, I'll give you a fucking fantastic example. There was this girl in college that was the hottest one in the dorms, right? To me, it wasn't that hot.
What's her first and last name?
I cannot say that. You motherfucker. I cannot say that. I think she was a perfectly fine person, but this girl was, she was the Hapa.
Ah.
You know, half Chinese, half white, but she was fluent in Mandarin, which was very, very cool.
Oh, that is cool.
She was like the head cheerleader in her high school.
Mm.
So she has that type of flair about her. Mm-hmm. Now for me, I was with my very first girlfriend. So I'm obsessed with my very first girlfriend, right? Mm-hmm. So this girl, she had this weird habit. And we actually had a conversation about this because I was thrown off by this. I would just say hi to her in the morning when we pass each other up or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But every guy, and specifically, I remember these two, three guys that would just swarm around her.
Ah.
And you could tell when somebody's used to this type of attention, mm-hmm. this is their norm. So for me, when I would just be like, good morning, and I would just walk by, she told me that she thought I hated her.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, how? And I was so confused. We're all chilling in the dorm. She goes like, hey, can you just tell me? I was like, why don't you like me? And I'm like, did I do something to you? And she goes, no, it's just like, you're not very nice to me. And I'm like, I'm fucking nice to you. Like, right. I'm nice to you. She goes, no, you're not. I was like, no. You think I'm not nice to you because I'm not drooling over you.
Mm-hmm.
That's different. Because these guys, she would say something, cracking the fuck
right,
up.
Right.
And it's not even fucking funny. You know what I mean?
Look, I'll tell you this, man. And you know, if you're listening to this, which you are, you can take with this information what you will. Because I hate the whole preaching of like the, you know, if you want a girl to like you, you got to be mean, ignore her and all that shit. But man, like with my ex, you know, she's beautiful, right? Like when we worked at CPK, a lot of guys had crushes on her. A lot of guys were trying. I would go up to the host stand every day flirting with her, trying to talk to her, right? And she knew I had a huge crush on her. Until one day I just got sick of it not being reciprocated. And I was like, all right, man, I'm done playing this game. So
yeah, you get over that.
So I stopped going to the host stand. I stopped going up to her every day. And then she would see me flirting with tables, flirting with like, I had a table full, like a couple girls. I sat down with them. I remember specifically she walked by and was like, oh, she made a face, right? And it wasn't until I stopped going up to her where she was like, okay, I think I like you too. She missed the attention I was giving her.
Oh.
And she was like, okay, where's Timmy? Why isn't he coming around anymore?
How come he's not making me feel special
anymore? Then it made her realize, oh my God, I like the attention he's giving me. I'm gonna call her and we'll be right back.
Are you telling me that's what I inadvertently did to that girl?
I don't want to go as far as to say she started liking you because you ignored her, or not ignored her, but you didn't give her the attention she's used to.
Oh, she definitely didn't like me. I look like trash.
But she for sure was like,
it was the thing that caught her attention.
This is different. This is different. He's not, what's happening here? You know what I'm saying? She's like, I need to know. What's happening, you know?
Yeah, because this is not the norm.
Yeah.
Right? Which I always thought was very fucking weird. And I was looking at these dudes like, y'all need to cut that shit out, man. Like, she's not even that hot.
Wow.
Like, fucking relax, bro. It's all good.
You just said she was hot.
She was, I think traditionally she wasn't attractive to me, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, let's be real. everybody is attracted to people physically first. Like, that's the first thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing that kind of makes me really attracted to somebody is the conversation that we have.
For sure.
They just got to be fun, you know? I found this out coming out to LA because there's a lot of, like, guys and girls, this is always the same, that want to be models.
Uh-huh.
They're the most boring fucking people to talk to.
As I'm telling you.
And I just don't understand why. It's like, Jesus Christ, man, you have nothing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Also, too, not only do they have nothing to talk about, but the things that they talk about are all the exact same stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, it's specifically in this city, because of a lot of people outside of the city coming in here,
mm-hmm.
they have this idea of what they should talk about.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, spirituality. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I know people are into horoscopes, but like that thing, it's like, you're not even into horoscopes. You just know it's a hot topic right now. So you want to talk to me about horoscopes. It's like, don't do this. You know what I mean? Like, where are you from? What do you do? What are your aspirations? What do you think about things?
What's your favorite color?
Yeah. My favorite color is the color of the universe because I don't even see color.
What's your favorite color, David? So
my favorite color is, you know what it is, cut. Hey, yo, if I can see well, I see well right now, cut. CRI, please. Please don't shoot me. I am simply doing this because I have these sunglasses on.
And all cribs wear sunglasses, duh.
Yeah, dudes. They call me David. No, I'm sorry. There's no B or D's in my name. It sounds too similar to B's. All right. My name is Kavik.
What's your favorite color, goddammit?
I think it's blue.
Oh, fun. How cute.
Different shades of blue. I love blue.
Oh, well.
But then my blood is red.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? I rep all gangs. I'm so nervous right now. Gangs scare me. I like all colors.
You know what's funny is I kind of had to, like, not phase out of my vernacular, but, you know, when you're around a lot of different people, or, you know, like you start to just talk, right? So I would say cuz every once in a while, especially when I'm drunk. Like not like I'm like, oh, cuz he's tripping, whatever. And it's like, and yeah, cuz might like pop out here and there.
He's from Long Beach, that's why.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody from Long Beach.
It just kind of happens, but I feel like the internet can be so annoying, you know what I'm saying? Like specifically, I knew a girl in the Bay Area, super like singer girl, super sweet. But when she was drunk, she was all like, nah, blood. Oh, you tripping, blood. Like the bloods would start coming out. It just kind of happens.
Well, I feel like it because it got really popular, yeah. And it just became a part of regular slang vernacular.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like B and blood was really popular. Mm-hmm. I say this because I used to say it. And then, you know, after a while, I'm like, I didn't even grow up. Why am I saying this shit? I think because, and it just felt very phony to me. You know what I mean?
You know what got annoying? Just being someone who, I mean, I was never in a gang. You know, I knew a lot of gang members, of course, but like, so when doing the what's brackin' type of shit, like,
got brazy.
Kinda, yeah, brazy shit would get very poppin' online. A lot of people would fuck it up and be like, nah, that's like, let's say, oh, nah, yeah, nah, blood, This food was delicious. I'm like, that's not how it works. You're replacing C's with B's, you idiot.
What the hell? Yeah. Okay, I did it earlier as a joke.
The goddamn kids, they don't know shit.
Yeah, man. My name is Kavik. You got
his Kikiko.
This is a funny fucking story. So my buddy Ed, he told a story on the podcast where years ago, his mom used to always tell him, hey, and Ed is Korean, by the way. She goes, before you go to LA, you need to promise me. He goes, what? Don't ever join a KKK. He goes, what? She goes, just promise me. Don't never join a KKK, ever. He goes like, okay, I promise. Like, what the fuck? I don't think she knows what KKK is. So later on, he found out. His dad was a founding member of a Korean gang called KK, Korean Killers. And so she meant to say, KK.
Are you serious? So
he finally understood. He was like, oh, not KKK, KK, Korean Killers.
Bro, that's so funny.
Yeah, his dad was a founding member of that gang, which is crazy. His fucking family life story is nuts.
But he's what?
Korean.
But why? Oh, they Korean are killers. Korean killers. They're not killers of Koreans.
No, they're called Korean Killers. And they were a huge, I'm not sure if they're still around, but they were a huge gang in K-Town at the time.
Funny that you bring that up, because I literally just watched a YouTube video on fails by like major fast food companies, and the like UK, or maybe I don't know, I forget, somewhere in the UK, they were doing a promotion. Krispy Kreme was doing a thing where it was like you could join for different perks and coupons and shit. It's called the Krispy Kreme Club. But just to be fun, they spelled club with a K. So it would be like, Wednesday is KKK night.
Oh my God, that is the worst.
And of course, when the shit hit social media, I feel like the Brits didn't realize, because there is no history of the KKK out there.
Yeah, that's our thing here.
They didn't, it didn't register for them. But of course, when the shit was like online, it's like, what the fuck is this? KKK, join the KKK and come get some donuts.
So I have a personal fuck up. So before we did Junbi, right? Our original name before that was Sip. Well, before that, our name, our matcha spot was called Young Bud.
So, like marijuana?
So Young Bud is actually a term that they use in matcha. Like the youngest bud is like the freshest or whatever. Mm. But we had a SEO problem, because every time somebody would look up Young Bud, it was just a bunch of motherfuckers smoking.
Yeah.
So we didn't really think about that. And we're like, listen, we could change this shit. Once we get popular, nobody's going to know. But as we continued to do it, it was just weed all over the place. So people kept on thinking we were a weed shop.
Yeah, you silly boy.
And we fucked up so bad. It happens, man.
It happens. People make mistakes. We're dumb. We're young. We're dumb. And we're full of cum. You know, David?
That's
so
right. But Sexy David, don't ever fuck up. You feel me?
Hey, Sexy David trying to pump you full of cum. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Because even when I fucking, you know, have consensual sex with you, in my mind, we didn't have sex at all, because I already fucked myself because I'm beautiful like that.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Oh, this does not fit my personality.
You ever catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror when you're having sex? It's like, it's never great.
Let me tell you something. The first time I ever recorded myself having sex, it was like a grizzly bear was mauling somebody. I was so disgusted. Disgusting. I never, ever, ever, ever want to see myself naked ever again. When I go shower, before I even go into the shower, my eyes are closed. So I don't have to look at it. Disgusting. I was like, I do not look like anything you see in the pornos.
It depends on the angle for me. Like, I remember back in the day, I had filmed something. And then I was watching it back with another friend, a homegirl. And I remember thinking, wow, I look great. But there's also certain times, but there's also been videos.
You could catch dudes behind the foods.
There's also been videos where I see myself. I'm like, wow, this is what she sees.
Have you ever seen a raccoon dig through garbage? That's what I look like. It is disgusting.
Well, what are you doing to her at that point?
It looks like a grizzly bear that just attacks somebody out in the wilderness. It's gross. I don't like it. I don't want anything to do with it.
That's why you gotta get the POV, bro. Just right here.
Did you just see? Look up at the camera. Oh yeah, you like that? Yeah, oh yeah, that feels so good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, yeah, say, please subscribe.
Okay, before we end this pod, you just reminded me of this memory. Dude, hilarious. So funny. This is what I love about this podcast. The things that I forget. So when I was in college, there was this guy. Let's just call this guy Justin, right? Mm-hmm. Really weird dude. Really buff Asian guy. I never liked him, right? He always gave me the fucking weird heebie-jeebies, but I was just really cool with him just because everybody else is. You don't want to be the guy that makes everybody uncomfortable just because you don't like somebody, right? Well, this guy, my intuition was correct. He jacked one of my friend's credit cards. His name was Rishi. And he started spending shit on it, right? So took his credit card, but he's fucking dumb because if he's doing the transaction or whatever, so he had to pay off a parking ticket that was like 200 something bucks.
Okay.
But obviously the parking ticket has your fucking name on it, guy.
Yeah.
So that's how he got caught.
Wow.
So me being the asshole that I am, on campus, police came to arrest him because he spent over $1,000 at Hollister. Fucking dweeb. There's so many other places you could have got clothes.
What is there to even buy at Hollister for $1,000?
That's what I'm saying. But $1,000 worth of clothes at Hollister on this dude's credit card, right? And he's living in our dorms.
Okay.
So cops come and they arrest him, and I play Akon locked up on the speakers as he's getting arrested.
Hilarious.
Of course. I have to do it. Fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. So long story short, this guy doesn't know I'm fucking with him throughout this whole time. Because afterwards, he apologized. They actually settled it. His parents gave him money. Mm. He was like, hey, can you just drop the charges on my kid? We'll give you, pay you back the money and we'll pay it double.
Oh.
So they paid double. They dropped all the charges. All good to go. So this fool, though, he got dumped in by his girlfriend during the first year of our freshman year.
Okay.
He was devastated by it. But when they got back together, he was madly in love. This fool fucking forgot. So everybody, because Riverside is a university, but because it's in LA, everybody just goes back home on the weekends.
Yeah.
Well, it was holidays, but then my parents hadn't come pick me up yet. So I was like, I was in the dorm and all of a sudden I hear people fucking super loud.
Mm.
And it was me and a buddy of mine. I'm like, what the fuck? Where's this noise? Is somebody watching porn? And we go, and is this fool basically mouth fucking his girl? Because he thought he was alone in the dorms.
Huh.
But this is the funniest shit I've ever heard. He just goes, he looks at her and he goes, whose dick is this?
Oh.
And she goes, oh my God, it's yours. He goes, it's my dick.
Wow.
And I start busting up laughing. He goes, who's there?
Oh my God.
And we fucking run the fuck. I was like, Doug, what the fuck kind of shit is this, dude?
Wow.
Whose dick is this?
Whoa.
It's yours.
Huh, interesting. Okay.
Hilarious.
Let me jot that down.
Okay. Okay. Either you're going to do it to Gia or it's going to be in a movie.
For a movie. Jeez.
Whose dick is this? Whose is it?
I do have a really funny thing that happened between me and Gia. Not sexual, but kind of, that I want to put in a movie. So after I write Me and Yours' movie, if I can realize that I can actually write movies, I want to do like a really like just a fucked up like rom-com.
Get the Ritalin, dude. Just get it already, man.
Well, because I got like 3 movies written in my head already. I just got to sit down and write it, right?
That is not written.
So there's one situation.
That is not written.
There's one situation where a couple, they're like, a guy's like looking at this girl like in a towel or in her like underwear or whatever. And he's like, man, he's just like checking her out.
Oh, God.
And then, and then she farts. And he's like, oh, I was going to eat that. That's it. It's like, damn, I was going to eat that. Oh.
Tim, let me tell you something, man. You're an idiot.
Well, check this out, David. So, more than words.
Saying I love you is not to say that. If you, we skipped a whole bunch of stuff.
I don't know.
We knew how easy it would be to show me how me feel. More than words is all you have to do to make it real. Then you wouldn't have to say that you love me, 'cause I already know.
Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. I'm Tim Chandroxy.
And I'm Dave Self. Bye. Yo, it's the dudes behind the food. Dudes behind the food.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish,
or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.